And so we come to God in prayer. Let us pray. God of compassion, hear our prayers for your world and its people. As we watch the news on television and read it online or in the newspapers, we can so easily feel overwhelmed by the scale of the challenges the world is facing. There are so many wars, and so many people are suffering. Help us not to be overcome by compassion fatigue, but to be persistent in our prayers for justice and peace for all people. As we feel the impact of global warming in our own country, help us not to forget its impact upon those countries where the situation is already dire. We remember especially the people of the Pacific Islands whose lives and livelihoods are at risk from rising sea levels, and rural communities who fear the impact of wildfires. We pray for all people who are struggling to find sufficient money for the basic necessities of life, for individuals and families who will go hungry today, and those whose health is at risk through poor housing or having no home at all. We bring before you all who are unwell at this time, whether in hospital or at home. We pray for your church, that we may be faithful to our calling to be a beacon of hope in a dark world. Keep us close to your heart and grant us grace to be persistent in these our prayers, which we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Lord Jesus taught his disciples, so now we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. It's by following Jesus each and every day that we are enabled to keep close to the heart of the Father. And it's as we keep close to him that we are transformed evermore into the likeness of his Son. So let's sing or listen to these words with confidence. The hymn, "Give to me, Lord, a thankful heart and a discerning mind. Give, as I play the Christian's part, the strength to finish what I start and act on what I find."